Just before we look at our text, let's bow together for a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving. And we thank you, O Lord, that you are the one true living God. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? We thank thee, O Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you for your great salvation in Christ. And we thank you that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. We thank you, O Lord, today for your power. We praise you that you are able to hear and answer the prayers of your people. And we come before you now, Lord, to pray for our land, which is in great need. And we pray for those who have been bereaved in recent days, particularly those, O Lord, who have been bereaved as a result of the virus that has struck our nation. Comfort these family members, we pray. Put your loving arms around them, dear Lord. And we pray that you would give them beauty for ashes. We pray, O Lord, for those who are in hospital tonight, who need your healing power. We pray, Lord, that you will raise them up. Spare their lives, we pray. Especially those who do not know Christ as Saviour. We pray that they may be spared and that they may be raised from their beds of sickness and that they may be saved by your grace. Lord, we pray that you would heal our land. We're reminded, O God, of that great verse of Scripture that says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." O Lord, look down in mercy upon us in these days, and heal our land. Bless us now around your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn again to that lovely verse of Scripture that's found in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, today, friends, we come to the words, "Be not dismayed." Be not dismayed. The word dismayed means to be discouraged, especially because of fear or alarm. I wonder, am I speaking to someone just now who is discouraged, and it's because of fear or alarm? There is much fear and alarm around today in our world and in our country, especially in relation to the coronavirus. And folks, that's why I advise you to limit your watching of the mainstream media, limit your use of social media, because you will be filled with fear and alarm unless you do so. Far better for us in these days to get into the Word of God and to take comfort from it and to spend time before the Lord in prayer. If you are not saved, you certainly have cause to be dismayed. You certainly have cause to be afraid, to be alarmed. But I want to say to those of you who are saved that you have absolutely no reason to be dismayed. You have certainly no reason to be afraid or to be alarmed. In his book, Hymns of Faith, Nathaniel Olson wisely observes, "Who can comprehend the faith and wisdom of a child? It seems that the faith of a child is unclouded by doubt or unbelief. Children believe implicitly in the power of God to answer prayer and in his willingness to do so. They just can't entertain failure in the matter of their prayers." So it was with the 9-year-old son of a Baptist minister in the year 1904. Pastor W.S. Martin had an invitation to preach in New York City. However, his wife was ill, too ill to accompany him on the journey, perhaps even too ill to be left behind while he went away. He thought of cancelling the engagement and staying by her side. Sensing his father's concern, the 9-year-old son inquired, "Daddy, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of mother while you're away?" The father thought about this for a moment and then replied, "Yes, son, I know he will." Thus assured, he kissed his wife and son goodbye and hurried off to fulfill the preaching engagement as planned. On his return, sometime later, he was pleasantly surprised to find his wife greatly improved. As he came to her bedside, she handed him a poem she had written in his absence. A poem of comfort, inspired by their son's simple faith. Thank God for the faith of a 9-year-old boy. Listen to the words, believer, and take comfort from them. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. Lonely or sad, from friends apart, God will take care of you. He will give peace to your aching heart. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day, or all the way, he will take care of you. Yes, God will take care of you.